This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
First off, ladies, just thoughts on the big win for the Bandits, a third straight championship and seventh overall in their franchise.
Can't beat it. It's the best feeling ever.
Yeah, very exciting. I got season tickets 3 years ago, so the first year I had the seasons was when they won their first championship, so it's been really cool to see them do it three times.
I mean, today they went in a back-and-forth affair with the Rush once again to start things, and then they closed it out and with an 8-0 run. I mean, they've won three straight championships, but is this maybe the best team that they've had in those 3 years? Is this the best that you've seen them?
I think it has been the best. I mean, they just really came together and pulled it off this year.
Yeah, and with the way the matchup was, just with the goalies, the offense, the defense, I feel like definitely these were the most exciting games to watch out of the 3 years that I've seen them. And with the goalie for the Rush being the best goalie of the year is just like unbelievable.
What do you make of Banditland here coming out and selling out the arena and, you know, cheering them on and setting also attendance records this year?
I mean, Buffalo fans always show up for their team, so I don't think it's any different that it's for Banditland this time.
Yeah, it was super loud today. It's so fun to see. It's like the plaza was packed before the game, so it's been awesome.
It's nice to have playoff championship sporting events here in downtown Buffalo in late May, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
and yeah, we've been hopeful with some of the Bills being here at the games that that the Bills will hopefully get some good momentum going into their season this fall too.
All right. Anything else you guys want to add?
Let's go Bandits!
Yeah. Take us through the excitement of today's big win for the Bandits and winning a third straight championship and seventh overall.
It's great to be here for three in a row. I mean, and she's been here for two at least.
How exciting was it for you there, Taylor, to be here?
Good. And I kicked my mom out. I didn't go to any games. I didn't let her go to any games this season.
Adam, what does it mean for you to be here, to be able to be with your daughter and see the Bandits make history?
It's great because it's always something she's going to remember, and she's just going to hang more stuff on the wall and just keep remembering it.
I know that the Bandits have won seven championships, and this is their third straight. I mean, is this the best Bandits team that you've seen, though? I mean, they got into a back-and-forth affair to begin the game, but then they went on an 8-0 run to shut them out the rest of the
game. I mean, it's pretty hard not to say they're not the best right now, so I'm going to have to put it at the best.
And just... what about Banditland here? You know, they set attendance records this year and sold out building for game three to cheer on a championship run. Just how awesome was it for you to be a part of it?
It's just a vibe that you don't see it anywhere else. It's great at 19,000 strong and all the time.
Did you have fun, Taylor? Did you have fun being a part of Banditland?
Yeah, and I hope Matt Vince never goes.
Kelsey, take us through your emotions here as the Bandits complete the three-peat and make some history tonight.
Honestly, I was a little nervous after the second game, but we knew that when they came to Buffalo, they were going to win, so it didn't really matter.
I mean, what do you make of just the fact that the Bandits are now just the second team in league history to three-peat, and they're also now, they've won seven championships, which is the most in league history.
That's actually crazy, but Honestly, after we got our season tickets a couple years ago, we knew that this was going to be the best Buffalo team to make it and to advance as much as they could.
A little bit of a back and forth affair to start the game, but then in the second half, Bandits went on an 8-0 run and shut out Saskatchewan. I mean, is this the best Bandits team that we've seen over the years, and even with the three straight championships?
In the past couple seasons, I think this is the best Buffalo team we've had.
And what do you make of the fans here showing up, selling out KeyBank Center, and setting attendance records this year as well?
They're great. I mean, no matter here, for the Bills, for the Sabres, we always show up.
Very good. Kelsey, anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. Go Bandits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.